We've just heard Love in Tokyo, The Honeycombs on the album All Systems Go. And previous to that, Sing This All Together, See What Happens, The Rolling Stones. And previous to that, Flashbulb by Nirvana on the album Rainbow Chaser, Flashbulb. Discontented by Phil Flowers and The Underdogs from the album Tim 1701. Did you know you can make a request at 516-654-4059? Call or text 516-654-4059. It's 66 degrees in New York.
morning, y'all. You're listening to the Crescent City Connection on the Rock and Soul stream from WFMU. I am Jason Isaac, and I am here to raise some hell and raise some money for WFMU because the October Hellraiser is underway. Our month-long quiet fundraiser, and I'll tell you a little more about that later in the show, but first, I'm going to deliver the goods. All through October, WFMU brings you special programming, including today's show on the Crescent City Connection, which is a tribute to one of the greatest, funkiest drummers ever to come out of New Orleans, which means he is one of the greatest, funkiest drummers from anywhere. James Black is the man of the hour on the Crescent City Connection this morning. From the 1960s, the early 60s, up till his passing in 1988, James Black recorded a number of classic albums and singles and played with some of the very best of New Orleans funk and the New York jazz scene. So we're going to sample some of his greatest works this hour. Not all of them, though, because we only have an hour. Anyway, James Black, his drumming was kind of the secret sauce in the productions of Eddie Bo, including the first one we heard at the top of the hour, Hip Drop Part 1 by The Explosions, a tune produced and written by Eddie Bo with the great James Black on drums. And as we move through this hour, you're going to hear just how incredible he was on the drums, even though he was not as prolifically recorded as some of his funky drummer contemporaries like Earl Palmer or Zigaboo Modalese from New Orleans, or, you know, out in the wider music world, Clyde Stubblefield or Bernard Purdy, people like that. But if you know, you know. And people in New Orleans know and still talk in hushed tones about the greatness of James Black. So sit back and get ready to groove and swing with the drumming of James Black, starting with Eddie Bo and Inez Cheatham from 1968, Lover and a Friend. Get funky, drummer.
Yeah.
Crescent City Connection on the Rock and Soul Stream from WFMU, and we just heard a set highlighting the amazing super-powered drumming of James Black. Yeah, New Orleans is known for producing great drummers, and James Black was one of the greatest of the great. We just heard Horse with a Freeze by Roy Ward, a pseudonym of Eddie Bo. We heard a lot of Eddie Bo in that set, actually, from 1968. Before that, Betty Harris, produced by another great New Orleans music man, Alan Toussaint. There's a Break in the Road, an all-time funk bomb, thanks in large part to the drumming of James Black. He's so incredible on that track. He sounds like two drummers to me. I don't know how he played some of that stuff. And I think Betty Harris or Alan Toussaint or somebody in the studio must have said to him, you know, we're taking the reins off. Run wild on this one. And, you know, lay it on me, baby. And he really did. Just super, super syncopated. And somehow, you know, playing rhythms on the drum set that sound almost impossible. But that was James Black. In back of that, Eddie Bo, The Hook and Sling, another funk classic with some delicious drum breaks. Kind of like this one. Yeah. And back at the top of that set, Eddie Bo and Inez Cheatham, Lover and a Friend from 1968. Another one with a classic drum break right at the top. But I got to tell you, James Black was more than just a funk drummer. He could swing his butt off playing some jazz. His style was remarkable also, and just incredibly fluid and creative. And in this next set, in addition to some of the groovy stuff, we'll get into some of the jazz too. Probably the artist he was best known for playing with from the jazz world was Yusef Lateef, and in particular, the album Live at Pep's from 1964 on the Impulse label. So let's hear a little bit of that. Yusef Lateef with James Black on the drums, Slipping and Sliding, coming at you next on the Crescent City Connection.
you got a thing which kind of feels sweet. Woo! All right.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lolly. Look what I see. Kind of feels sweet.
I'm tired of broken.
Drums and the voice of James Black there. I Need Altitude. Singing along with his girlfriend, Sister Mary Bennett. The man of the hour, James Black. That was the title track of a compilation of unreleased James Black work that was put out in the late 90s. So that track, I think, maybe was meant to be part of an album that never came out, something like that. But an example of the compositions of James Black, just like the one before it, Whistle Stop, performed by the Ellis Marsalis Quartet from the album Monkey Puzzle at the Music Haven in 1963 on AFO Records. The players on that one, Marshall Smith on the bass, Nat Parolat on sax, Ellis Marsalis on piano, and James Black on the drums, showing off the jazz style of James Black. We heard Chuck Carbo before that, Can I Be Your Squeeze, out of 1969, some more funky stuff, and Yusef Lateef getting in the soul jazz groove, Slipping and Sliding from Live at Pep's with James Black on the drums. And our hour-long look at the drumming style of James Black, one of the great New Orleans drummers, here on the Crescent City Connection, is part of WFMU's October Hellraiser, which is the month-long event in which we are raising funds to support WFMU's operations through the end of the year. And folks, It's more important now than ever to support something like WFMU, so please do it. Click on the widget at the top of my playlist page or any page at WFMU.org and give what you can to help keep this great resource going. I don't need to tell you, I'm sure, that stations like WFMU, independent community radio and media organizations that bring you stuff from outside of the mainstream, that bring you important discussions and journalism and all the freaky music that we love. Groups like this are under siege right now from the culture at large, from these giant tech monopolies, from the government itself. WFMU is not immune, and that's why we are asking for a little extra help during the fundraiser. You know, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting just went out of business a few days ago. Lots of public radio stations lost money, crucial parts of their budget because of that. WFMU is not immune. We didn't make as big a deal out of it as many of the other stations, but we did lose $200,000 with the closing of the CPB. So we're asking listeners like you, if you dig what we do, and I know that you do, please step up now and support WFMU with a pledge. Go to WFMU.org, or if you're already on my playlist page, just click on the widget at the top and get it going. It only takes a couple minutes, and it will go a long way to helping out WFMU. All right, back to our irregularly scheduled programming. Up next, another amazing track featuring James Black on the drums. This is one produced by Alan Toussaint, and the story goes he tried several drummers on this track. He had the part written out note for note. He brought in drummers. They just couldn't do it until James Black walked in the studio, nailed it on the first take. Riverboat by Lee Dorsey featuring James Black on the Crescent City Connection.
On turning, and the fire just to keep on burning. Big boat just to keep on chugging, and we just to keep on hugging. Time dies trying to fly by. Got a grain of love in my eye. On land they fighting man to man, trying to beat each other if they can.
Riverboat just a keep on chugging,
and we just keep right on hugging. Oh,
we got love,
yes we have. Rain just to keep on pouring, love just to keep on growing. Opportunity knocking, big boat just to keep a rocking.
Riverboat just to keep on chugging, listen.
And we just keep a right on hugging and kissing. Oh,
we got love,
yes we have.
Thank you. some juicy red tomatoes in defiance of elation. Everything I do with you is new. All through be my love.
Hope you all are clapping your hands like the man said. Wallace Johnson right there. Clap Your Hands from 1962 on AFO Records, featuring the drumming of James Black, as has every other track we've heard this hour. Mary Jane Hooper before that. You've Got What I Want, unreleased at the time of its recording, but later issued on a compilation called Psychedelphia. We heard an obscure one from a group called Jasmine, led by the harp player Patrice Fisher. Everything I Do With You from the album Tropical Breeze out of 1981, featuring a then unknown singer named Cassandra Wilson. Before that, a track called Sister Wilson, brought to you by Nat Adderley's band with Cannonball Adderley, the Adderley brothers. From the album In the Bag out of 1962, recorded in New Orleans at Cosmos Studio with their frequent bass player Sam Jones and the New Orleans jazz musicians Ellis Marsalis, Nat Perilat, and James Black on the drums, just killing it. And Lee Dorsey with Riverboat back there from the album Yes We Can out of 1970, featuring James Black sight reading. And that brings us almost to the end of Hellraiser Special Number 1 here on the Crescent City Connection. I'll remind you once again, please help out WFMU with a donation to the Freeform Station of the Nation. You can do it at WFMU.org or click on the widget at the top of my playlist page or follow the links on the playlist page in the comments. Next week, here on the Crescent City Connection, a show that is near and dear to my heart, we're doing a special called Frenchman Street Memories, featuring the forgotten bands of 1990s New Orleans. And that is the New Orleans that I first encountered when I moved there in 1997. It's going to be an hour of killer funk and more, so come on back here next Saturday. For this week, I'm going to leave you with James Black's best-known composition. In 5/4 time, it's called Magnolia Triangle. here. It's going to be performed by Ellis Marsalis' band with James Black. He also revisited this one later with Yusef Lateef, and it has been performed by many other artists. It's so killer. James Black could swing his butt off in 5-4 just as easily as he could in 4-4, as you're about to hear. So that's it, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting WFMU. I'll see you back here next week with New Orleans Funk of the 90s. Only on the Crescent City Connection on Rock and Soul Radio from WFMU.
people hear more and more music on
WFMU.
Music.
That's our middle name.
Music.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.